Welcome to Samplelog.com, a free online resource for downloading sample files in a wide variety of digital formats. Whether you are a software developer testing file upload functionality, a quality assurance engineer validating media players, a student learning about digital formats, or simply someone who needs a quick test file, Samplelog provides ready-to-use files that you can download instantly, completely free of charge. In this recording, we will walk you through every aspect of the Samplelog platform, exploring the formats we offer, the technical details behind each one, and the many ways these test files can be used in your projects and workflows. Let us begin with image formats. Images are perhaps the most fundamental type of digital media, and Samplelog offers test files in five major image formats: JPEG, PNG, SVG, GIF, and WEB. Each format has its own strengths, trade-offs, and ideal use cases, and understanding these differences is essential for anyone working with digital images. JPEG, which stands for Joint Photographic Experts Group, is the most widely used image format on the web. It uses lossy compression, meaning that some image data is discarded during encoding to achieve smaller file sizes. This makes JPEG ideal for photographs and images with complex color gradients, where minor quality loss is acceptable in exchange for significantly reduced file sizes. Our JPEG test files come in various resolutions, from small 100 by 75 pixel thumbnails to larger 400 by 300 pixel images. We offer both photographic samples, such as landscapes and nature scenes, and solid color fills in red, green, and blue. These solid color fills are particularly useful for testing color rendering accuracy across different displays and software. The JPEG format supports up to 24 bits of color depth, which translates to approximately 16.7 million possible colors. However, JPEG does not support transparency or animation, which is why other formats like PNG and GIF exist. PNG, or Portable Network Graphics, is another essential image format that Samplelog supports extensively. Unlike JPEG, PNG uses lossless compression, which means every single pixel is preserved exactly as it was in the original image. This makes PNG the preferred choice for images that require pixel-perfect accuracy, such as screenshots, technical diagrams, logos, and user interface elements. One of the most important features of PNG is its support for transparency through the alpha channel. The alpha channel adds an additional 8 bits of information per pixel, allowing each pixel to have a transparency value ranging from fully opaque to fully transparent, with 256 possible levels in between. Our PNG collection includes several transparency demonstrations: a semi-transparent red fill with an alpha value of 128, a horizontal transparency gradient that fades from fully opaque to fully transparent, a radial transparency gradient that creates a vignette effect, an opaque circle on a fully transparent background demonstrating binary alpha, and a checkerboard transparency pattern. These files are invaluable for testing how your software handles alpha channel data. SVG, or scalable vector graphics, represents a fundamentally different approach to digital images. While JPEG and PNG are raster formats that store images as grids of pixels, SVG is a vector format that describes images using mathematical shapes, paths, and transformations. This means SVG images can be scaled to any size without losing quality, making them perfect for logos, icons, and illustrations that need to look sharp at any resolution. SVG files are actually XML documents, which means they can be edited with a text editor and manipulated with CSS and JavaScript. Our SVG test files include simple geometric shapes, more complex illustrations, and examples of SVG features like gradients and text rendering. Because SVG files are text-based, they are typically much smaller than equivalent raster images, especially for simple graphics. GIF, the graphics interchange format, is one of the oldest image formats still in common use today. Originally developed in 1987, GIF supports a maximum of 256 colors per frame and uses lossless compression within that limited color palette. What makes GIF unique and enduringly popular is its support for animation. A single GIF file can contain multiple frames displayed in sequence, creating simple animations without requiring any video codec or player. Our GIF test files include static images in various color depths, as well as animated examples with different frame counts and timing. While GIF has largely been superseded by more efficient formats for both static images and animations, it remains important for compatibility testing, as GIF support is essentially universal across all platforms and browsers. WebGIF is a modern image format developed by Google that aims to replace both JPEG and PNG with a single, more efficient format. WebGIF supports both lossy and lossless compression, transparency through alpha channels, and animation, essentially combining the strengths of JPEG, PNG, and GIF into one format. In our tests, WebGIF files are typically 25 to 35% smaller than equivalent JPEG files at the same visual quality, and significantly smaller than PNG files for lossless images. Our WebGIF test collection includes lossy compressed photographs, lossless images with sharp edges, images with alpha channel transparency, and animated sequences. WebGIF is now supported by all major browsers, making it an excellent choice for web development. Now let us move on to audio formats. Sound is a continuous analog wave, and representing it digitally requires sampling the wave at regular intervals and quantizing each sample to a discrete value. The quality of digital audio depends on two key parameters: the sample rate, which determines how many times per second the wave is measured, and the bit depth, which determines how precisely each measurement is recorded. CD quality audio, for example, uses a sample rate of 44,100 Hz and a bit depth of 16 bits, capturing frequencies up to approximately 22,000 Hz, which covers the full range of human hearing. MP3, or MPEG Audio Layer 3, revolutionized the music industry when it was introduced in the early 1990s. MP3 uses psychoacoustic modeling to identify and remove audio information that the human ear is unlikely to notice, achieving compression ratios of 10 to 1 or better while maintaining acceptable sound quality. The format uses a technique called transform coding, where the audio signal is divided into short frames. Each frame is transformed into the frequency domain using a modified discrete cosine transform, and then the frequency components are quantized based on a psychoacoustic model. The model takes into account phenomena like auditory masking, where louder sounds make quieter nearby sounds inaudible. Our MP3 test files include both musical samples at various durations and these speech recordings you are listening to now. The speech files range from 1 minute to 30 minutes, providing test material for a wide range of applications, from quick format validation to endurance testing of audio processing pipelines. The 15-minute boundary is particularly significant because many transcription APIs and audio processing services impose limits at this duration. WAV, or Waveform Audio File Format, is the standard uncompressed audio format on Windows systems. A WAV file contains raw pulse code modulated audio data, meaning every single sample is stored without any compression or data loss. This makes WAV the reference format for audio quality, but it also means WAV files are significantly larger than compressed formats. A minute of CD quality stereo audio in WAV format occupies approximately 10 megabytes, compared to about 1 megabyte for the same audio encoded as a 128 kilobit per second MP3. Our WAV test files complement the MP3 collection, allowing you to test how your software handles uncompressed audio and compare the quality between formats. Moving on to video formats. Video is essentially a sequence of images displayed in rapid succession, combined with an audio track. Digital video involves encoding both the visual frames and the audio, typically using separate codecs for each. The video codec handles the compression of image frames, while the audio codec handles the sound. These encoded streams are then multiplexed into a container format that synchronizes them for playback. MP4, or MPEG 4 Part 14. Is the most widely used video container format today. It typically uses the H.264 codec for video compression and AAC for audio compression. H.264, also known as advanced video coding, is remarkably efficient at compressing video while maintaining high quality. It works by exploiting both spatial redundancy within individual frames and temporal redundancy between consecutive frames. Within a single frame, it divides the image into small blocks and predicts each block from its neighbors. Between frames, it uses motion estimation to find similar blocks in previously decoded frames and encode only the differences. Our MP4 test files come in various durations, from short 5-second clips to longer 30-second videos, and include both real-world footage and simple test patterns. WebGIF is an open-source video format developed by Google, designed specifically for the web. It uses the VP8 or VP9 codec for video and the Vorbis or Opus codec for audio, while MP4 with H.264 is the most compatible format. WebM offers competitive compression.